are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It looks like two workers at, I believe, a Famous Dave's in Bismarck, North Dakota, have gotten fired because they posted, I guess, a sign begging for tips during a Native American festival, insinuating that they don't get tips during the powwow Native American festival. All right. I think we're having an issue with people in the service industry with tips. Okay, what our expectations should be. I just want to talk about that because I think a lot of you out there are not getting tipped. A lot of you out there are getting a little spoiled with the tips that you're getting. And I think we just need to kind of, you know, get everybody on the same page, especially if we're starting to have people insult other ethnicities as a result. All right, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how there's an app that is being launched by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement that will help track down child sexual predators. It's supposed to be a new mobile app launched by the U.S. Immigration and Customs. We're going to talk about that. All right, we're going to talk about women who smoke and have high blood pressure are 20 times more likely to suffer a brain hemorrhage than non-smoking men with low blood pressure. Makes sense, but 20 times? That's some pretty scary stuff. All right. Then, interesting, there's a study here saying college football players will get bigger and stronger maybe throughout their years, but may not gain speed or get faster. Now, we always thought, like with Rocky, right, and boxing, he was able to move faster, right, that you do gain some speed. All right. Why not, though, football players? What's going on there? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, some of these polls out there, I always find interesting and I like to read. I guess here's a poll on the most promiscuous residents in the United States. Like, apparently Business Insider took a poll of multiple singles out there, about 1,600. And I guess they found that the most promiscuous appear to be in California and New York. Really? Is that true? They say results showed that men and women from the most populous East and West Coast states were more likely to move things to the bedroom on the first date than those in the other 48 states. On losing their virginity, more New Yorkers and Californians deemed 15 to 18 years old to be an appropriate age. 15? How many of you guys have like a 13, 14-year-old? Would that scare you to think that in about a year or so they're supposed to be losing their virginity? That scares the hell out of me. Over 7% admitted that they were 14 years or younger when they had sex for the first time. Another shocker. They said, when, according to Mail Online, when it came to race and religion, Californians were particularly more likely than other Americans to have dated a member of another race. 80% of New Yorkers said they had dated somebody who was of a different religion. Only 80%. That's interesting. All right. They said singles from the liberal states of the West and East Coast were more supportive of gay marriage than the other 48, but support was shown to be high among singles across the board. I guess New York and California were outdone when it came to dating coworkers. They said in California and New York, people were less likely to date a coworker. Okay. Who knows? I guess Business Insider thinks maybe the HR departments are more aggressive in New York. I don't know. Please don't date a coworker. Not good. All right. So the poll was conducted by Survey Monkey audience. All right. Interesting stuff. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I can understand big cities. But see, when I grew up, I heard the small town people. You know, there wasn't as much to do, so there was promiscuity there. So I don't really think a 1,600 population really gives you the the adequate sample size. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Bill on the line. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, thanks for calling. What's going on?
How are you, Doc? Well, I would have normally not called in about this, but since you're on the topic of sexual health and what have you,
mm-hmm.
I'm 58 and very active, very healthy, work out every day, eat a healthy diet, don't do drugs, et cetera, et cetera. But all of a sudden, I think I have what's called retrograde ejaculation, and it's just kind of blowing me away. And I don't have diabetes. I was doing some research online, and they said that could mm-hmm. be a possible cause. So I don't know why it would cause it, but I don't. I've been borderline a couple of occasions, but I checked my my blood sugar today. It was like 85. So I know I'm not
good.
That
good. Very good.
Can you shed any light on that?
Yeah. Have you had any surgery in the area or prostate issues?
No, not at all. I don't have any inflammation. There's been times before where I have felt inflamed. I've taken something called Prostata, or I take sulfamethyl. That tends to clear it up, but I've never had a PSA of elevation. So everything's always been fine when I have my checkups.
Okay, because, I mean, if what you have, and I'm going to ask what your symptoms are, but retrograde ejaculation is where the semen goes back, and then it ends up in the bladder instead of going out through the urethra, all right? We sometimes see this with people with prostate issues, urethral surgery, sometimes medications for benign prostatic hyperplasia, large prostate could sometimes cause that. But what are your, is that what your symptoms are? Are you losing part of the ejaculate, or are you having other symptoms?
Well, that's it. I'm losing part of the ejaculate, and I know who I am, and my wife knows who I am too, with regards to how things work out in the bedroom. But long story short, the day before last, afterwards, after reading, I went to the bathroom and urinated into a glass, and I noticed real tiny streaks of something different than urine in the glass. So that lends me to believe that there is, in fact, semen in my bladder.
Something else in the bladder, yeah. So then my suggestion would be to go see a urologist, have them take a look at what's going on with the prostate, have them do a urine sample on you, all right? And then there are things that they could do, all right? But, you know, usually in a healthy man, we don't see this all the time, but it can. The fact that you're not diabetic is a great sign. But the next thing would be I'd want them to check out the prostate. All right, great question. Thanks for calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott working the dials, and a big thanks for you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So two employees at a North Dakota barbecue restaurant, Famous Dave's, love the food of Famous Dave's, have been fired after a Facebook post suggesting that Native Americans are bad tippers had gone viral. Apparently, one of the workers held up a sign saying, "Spare change, help. I'm a server at Famous Dave's on powwow weekend. Anything helps, 5 cents, 25 cents, it's more than my tips." The United Tribes International Powwow was held last weekend in Bismarck. It's an annual festival that attracts tens of thousands of Native Americans to the area. All right. Apparently she was in the restaurant wearing her uniform. Both she and the employee that took the picture of her have both been fired. The other employee has not been named. Of course, it was deemed extremely offensive. Famous Dave's fired them, etc. But this is a growing trend I've noticed of people where they go to the social media to complain about people and their tipping habits. Okay, and I think we've really lost reality and lost grip on what's supposed to be happening with tips. All right, you have two schools of thought. One, and that's the way I was raised, and of course, having been a food server and bartended and waited tables, all right, I tip. Okay, I give everybody 15 to 20%, usually 20%. okay? Because I understand that most of these people make low wages, and so the tips is what basically feeds them. Then you have the other half of the population, which I can understand also, where they're already paying X amount of X amount for the service. They're paying a lot for the service. To throw an extra 20% on top of that starts to be an issue. Yeah? And, you know, if you're already paying X amount for the service, why doesn't that include the service? Why do you have to tip above and beyond? And so tips overall, the tipping industry overall, you know, was always voluntary. And it was always something somebody did. But then when things start to get tough and things start to get tight, all right, in certain industries, we start to see the tips go down. Now, workers have two choices. They could work for a job where they get a regular salary, and that's what they live on. Or you could work for a job where your salary is low, but you live on the tips. Now, I loved having a tip job, all right? And I knew someday the money would be good, someday the money wouldn't be. I knew that. That's the risk you go into that. But I loved having the cash from the tips. Yeah, I used to report it, but I was able to pay off my truck. I mean, I was able to do a lot with that extra money as opposed to a paycheck that goes into the bank or whatever. I just loved the idea that it was exciting to have a tip job, okay? But that's a choice you get. Now, I also understood that there were certain ethnicities and certain people of different countries where tipping wasn't the norm. We talked about how in Japan, they usually pay their workers so well that many of them don't get tips. Okay? I mean, they're, you know, the staff is paid so, so well by the manager that tips aren't as, same thing with, you know, a lot of Europeans and certain European countries. You know, some people that come to America, they tip because it's an American thing to do. Others, they don't because they don't seem to do it as much in Europe. So now you have a festival. So people coming in for the festival. All right. Now, I don't know much about certain ethnicities and how they tip in terms of whatever. But, you know, having been to some events and some festivities where the tipping would have gotten kind of ridiculous, you know, I mean, like for example, you'll be invited to a party and, you know, as sometimes the bartender sits there with a glass wanting tips. Sometimes they don't. I still like to tip. But I don't like to feel like I have to, and it's mandatory. That starts to get me a little upset. I like to tip because I'm thinking I'm doing above and beyond. Once tips start to seem mandatory, it kind of loses its attraction. So if none of us are on the same page on who to tip, when to tip, why to tip, and how much to tip, we're going to start running into this problem. So you have two girls or two workers who inappropriately makes the comments about tipping. They think they're being funny, right? Degrading a group of an individual. They put on Facebook because people like to air their concerns on Facebook. They get canned. I could see why. I understand that. All right. And they probably should have got fired. That's not why you do your job. All right. But then maybe we need to rethink this whole tip thing. You know, years ago, whenever my parents and I would stay in a motel or something when we'd visit Vegas, my dad liked to gamble, so he came to Vegas a lot. Whether we were in a Motel 6, Motel 8, my father would always leave a tip for the housekeeping service. Now, there would be ashtrays. So we would put a tip under the ashtray. We always tipped. Okay, even if it was a dollar or something, but we always tipped. Or if he had a bunch of extra change, he'd leave it there. That's just what he did. Even in our poorer times, we just did. I think my mom had taught him, because my father wasn't from America, but my mom was. And so my mom was always big on, no, don't forget to leave a tip. Don't forget. And he would. He didn't listen to my mom growing up. That's just what you did. And, you know, nowadays, there's no ashtray in many of the rooms, right? Many of us are non-smoking rooms. Since the lack of ashtray, there's been lacks of tips. Not as many people tip housekeeping. You notice that? And I got to be honest. If we spend an overnighter somewhere, we are always in such a rush to leave and check out, right? And maybe we're, you know, grumbling because, you know, check-in was 3, 4 o'clock, check-out was 11, we didn't get to spend a whole day. We don't even think about tipping housekeeping. And that's the one thing I feel guilty of. I haven't been tipping housekeeping. I tip well with everything else, valet, taxi, everything. I have not in the last, because that's just something we did 20, 30 years ago. But I have some housekeeping patients, and I go, ask me something. Or answer me something. We're supposed to be tipping, aren't we? She's like, well, let me know it's supposed to. But, you know, yeah, we've been noticing tips are really, really down. So, you know, when we're in an economy such as this, you know, and we notice food prices hasn't gone down, hotel prices haven't gone down, rental car prices haven't gone down. All right. The only way people could kind of chintz is a tip. And what we need to realize is the economy is based on us people, us workers. So the less tips somebody makes, the less the economy. Should we just do away with the whole tipping business? Should employers just pay their staff damn well to get the pressure off us Americans to not tip? My only problem with that is I'm still going to tip. And then once you have somebody tipping, then the person that doesn't tip, it already looks bad. It's already a negative. You know, I think a lot of us Americans were so ingrained. But the problem is you get so used to tips, when somebody doesn't, it's a negative. I don't know much about this powwow festival in Bismarck, et cetera. But I remember Marissa Tomei was on a Daily Show. And she was talking to Jon Stewart about her days when she would work bar mitzvahs. I believe she was a caterer or in food service or something. And she had made a comment to him about how the tips were never good at the bar mitzvahs. Now, it didn't get the same publicity as this happened with the Native Americans and the powwow festival, and I think a lot of people groaned when they heard that, and they thought it might have been a lot of anti-Semitic, etc. But then again, on the flip side, at bar bat mitzvahs, okay, you know, at these, I don't know about quinceañeras or confirmations or whatever. You know, whenever I hold a party, I don't want my guests to tip. I tip the bartender, I tip the staff, so my guests don't have to feel like they have to give money. But so the problem we have here is you have some people thinking that certain groups of population aren't tipping and they're being cheap. And when, you know, what the hell is the norm? So a suggestion I have is, can we please figure out the norm? All right? Because people are making comments, they're making, you know, slurs, and they think somebody's in the wrong for not tipping when the people that aren't tipping are thinking they're supposed to. You know, I told you guys one of my favorite episodes from Seinfeld is the one where George is at a bakery or a pizza joint, and he tips. Well, when he throws in the tip, the guy's always looking away, so they never see the tip. So he decided to reach in to get the tip, to re-tip, and then the guy thinks he's stealing his tips, right? You know, I notice that too. When I'm at a bakery or a deli, and I'm throwing in the tip, okay, it's very easy for them not to see. And a lot of times it's because we don't like to see the money. Like whenever somebody would come out and bring a tip, I would always look away when I would be working. So what I do now is as they hand the food, I then do the swap tip. But isn't this stupid? Okay? I mean, you know, why does there have to be such an art with tipping? But, you know, people are getting fired, people are making slurs, people are confused, people are not bringing home money that they need to. One of these days, let's just figure this out, can we? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So now we have a disease called milk and cookie disease. And doctors think that kids getting milk and cookies late night is the cause of them having sore throats, coughs, fatigue, and pediatric otolaryngologist Dr. Julie Wee calls it milk and cookie disease. They say children seem to improve once they change their diet. I guess the combination of the sugary and the dairy late at night could be causing these kids to have runny noses, coughing, sore throats, constipation, and fatigue. Now, Dr. Wee works at Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida, and she made the connection after treating numerous children with chronic symptoms. She initially tried treating her young patients with medications, but it generally had little effect. Then she found that many of the children frequently had sugary snacks like cookies and dairy products, including milk, before they went to bed, thinking that maybe the combination was causing the food to back up in the stomach. Maybe at night they were having reflux, maybe while sleeping, and so the acid would come up the esophagus, come up the throat, cold-like symptoms. Now, you know how we talked about kids having fatty liver, grown-up diseases, right, in the past? Or we talked about that a couple days ago. Well, you know, kids can also have reflux, GERD, just like we do. So she told her symptoms to stop, her patients to stop eating the dairy and sugary products before bedtime, found that they're significantly improved. You know what my GI doctor told me to do is to stop drinking water before I went to bed. See, I always take a hot shower before I go to bed. I take a shower in the morning to be clean, and then I take a hot shower after work to get rid of the any colds or anything that could have gotten into my respiratory tree from that day at work. And then I take a shower at night before I go to bed. So I take about 2-3 showers a day. And I take the hot shower at night because it helps me sleep. It relaxes my muscles and helps me sleep. That's why I don't have to be on Ambien like the rest of the country. So I get do my hot shower. And then I get thirsty after the hot shower. So then what happens is I end up drinking a whole bunch of water. Well, I didn't realize that in my sleep, that might have been causing my reflux. So, and I didn't even realize I had reflux. I had some gastritis that the doctor had seen on the EGD. So he said, stop drinking water before you go to bed. I'm like, wow. And it worked. The problem is I'm thirsty. I used to have kidney stones, so I'm supposed to drink a lot of water a day. So anyway, so basically she thinks the milk and cookie disease causes 75% of some of these coughs, throat irritants, etc., that people feel that these kids are getting late at night. Now, I don't give my kids milk and cookies. I never have. They don't like to drink milk, and we never really would, you know, if we had a cookie in the house, it's really not going to last. That package doesn't really last that long. So I don't want my kids getting used to having something that I can't keep up. I go grocery shopping maybe once a week, if that. And I don't have time to keep that kind of stuff stocked. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is an interesting study here, although now my computer is giving me a tough time. All right. Oh, my computer died. All right. Well, I wanted to talk about lobsters and their longevity with life. But while my computer is kind of taking its sweet old time shutting down, there we go. Okay. Apparently, scientists think that they could figure out how people age by studying lobsters, planarians, flatworms. All right. And this is pretty cool. Okay, we've talked about the telomerase, right, which is at the end. It's kind of like the shoelace. You know how you have your shoelaces and there's that little plastic thing that keeps the tip of the shoelace tight so that you could string them when you have to? Well, you know, when that loosens up on DNA, you start to age. So the longer the telomere, the longer it lasts, the slower the aging. It's pretty cool stuff, okay? Well, they've been learning a bunch of these kinds of things from crustaceans. They say the crustacean is one of the handful of bizarre animals that appear to defy the normal aging process. So while we're dealing with arthritis, memory loss, muscle loss, etc., they notice that lobsters seem to be immune to this. They don't seem to be losing their joint flexibility, etc. I mean, yeah, they could still be injured and pick up diseases, etc. Okay, and then they could also be cooked. But for the most part, they seem to have some resilience to aging-type processes. Oh, I posted a picture on Facebook of a six-clawed lobster. That was cool. It was found off the Massachusetts coast. I guess they're going to have it in a Maine aquarium. No one's allowed to taste the lobster as it gets taken to Maine. But it's supposed to have six claws. Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, they find that with lobsters, rather than getting weaker or more vulnerable over the years, they become stronger and more fertile every time they shed their shells. Now, I guess one of the biggest lobsters ever found, usually they're a couple pounds, one of the biggest, the Maine fisherman found a 20-pounder. They found it to be 140 years old. But that wasn't even the largest. A 44-pounder per the Guinness Book of World Records was found back in the 70s. I guess the claws were pretty, pretty powerful, they say, enough to snap a man's arm, according to Mail Online. So they say that the species belongs to a group that appears to be, quote-unquote, biologically immortal. All right? Even though they can die from predators, injury, or disease, their cells don't appear to deteriorate. So they, you know, scientists are trying to figure out, if you had a lobster, how long will it live if it never gets hurt? All right? I mean, if the cells seem to regenerate and it gets stronger as it ages, I mean, this is some pretty cool stuff. Could it live for centuries? You know? So, while studying the lobster, they think now maybe they could figure out what could be going on with humans. And so even though we know lobsters do die, I mean, animals do eventually die, I don't think they really know how long a lobster can last. Now, don't tortoises can't? Like sea turtles can't? They live long times, right? Now, with humans, we get a lot more DNA damage than animals do. So with our demise, we blame it on our mutations of our DNA. Now, true, like, for example, we need sunlight to live, but sunlight could also damage our DNA. So we're going back and forth trying to figure out, well, what the hell are we supposed to do? Our cells, you know, get replaced, etc., but we do have aging. We have physical signs of aging. And even though we get stronger and more virile and fertile at some point, then we hit a peak, and then it starts to go down. With lobsters, like I say, it doesn't. So, now, I mean, with us, we do have programmed cell death. From what we've understand with our 46 strands of DNA found in each cell, right, that lies in our chromosomes, each chromosome is protected by this chemical pack called, the cap called the telomere. Like I said, the plastic tips on the ends of shoelaces. It stops the DNA from fraying, but when a human cell divides, these telomeres get shorter. After about 50 or so divisions, they are too short to protect the chromosome, and the cell dies. So we do have a self-destruct mechanism in our body. All right, but they say lobsters are different. They produce sufficient quantities of a substance called this telomerase to renew the protective caps that prevent the cells from dying. Now, I know some of you are like, well, let me go to Walmart and buy a bottle of telomerase and just eat, take that. I don't know if it works like that, all right? Now, planarians, which are flatworms, they also can regenerate lost body parts. They could also live long periods of time. A piece of worm, 1/279th of its body, will grow back into a regular worm. So they also use telomerase, telomerase to protect their DNA. So, and I guess with these flatworms, they have a bunch of stem cells. And so these stem cells, which are kind of like these master cells that could, you know, turn into any cell, that makes sense because then when they're cut or whatever, they could regenerate. Pretty cool stuff. So, jellyfish, they repeat their cycle indefinitely, also defies death. So I think we really need to look, you know, maybe off ground and into water, figure out what the hell is going on and how we could copy it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit One World, WHEY.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So women who smoke and have high blood pressure are 20 times more likely to have a brain hemorrhage or a hemorrhagic stroke than non-smoking men with high blood pressure. Usually we think that stroke hits men more than women, but women with high blood pressure, once they reach a certain age and that blood pressure spikes, and on top of that with the smoking, absolutely, their risk can even beat men, as we could see in this particular study. I've never seen it this high, but, I mean, it makes sense to somebody who doesn't have high blood pressure. Now, the most common cause of an actual hemorrhage or a bleed could be, they consider it to be a ruptured aneurysm. Some of these aneurysms are like ballooning of blood vessels, but not all aneurysms burst. Okay? You know, some of you will come in as a patient and say, look, Dahlia, I had a family member who had a ruptured brain aneurysm and died. I want to make sure I don't have an aneurysm. So I order a scan, maybe an MRI with an MRA or a CT with contrast, and the insurance rejects it. And they go, you're not allowed to screen for aneurysm. And the patient's sitting there going, I want to know if I have one. Now, sometimes neurologists get around it by the patient saying, well, I do have headaches. Yeah, and I do have issues. Sometimes I get dizzy. Then sometimes we can get the insurance to pay for it. But I understand how nerve-wracking that could be and how scary. Now, not all aneurysms burst, okay? But if you do have high blood pressure, you smoke, alcohol binges, that could put you at risk for certain spikes that could cause it to break and rupture. You know, one of you asked, well, how often should you screen yourself? Again, there's technically no rules out there on screening. If you're allowed to screen, if the insurance will cover it, etc. And so what we do recommend is if there is such a high family history, and you do have any other neurological symptoms, maybe we could go and get a scan. You know, if you have headaches, et cetera, you know, hopefully get that scan out of the way, at least one of them. And then in the meantime, we make sure that your blood pressure is good. All right. And we also make sure that you don't smoke. The study was done by Helsinki University Central Hospital and Australian School of Advanced Medicine. And that it says the gender, smoking, and blood pressure could really have huge effects on whether you're going to have the hemorrhage or not. Now, keep in mind, this isn't the most common cause of stroke. The most common cause of stroke is the thromboembolic, the clot type of stroke. But the most common cause of a bleeding stroke could be an aneurysm rupture that was never found. See, the problem is when somebody comes in with a bleeding stroke, if they've never had a scan before, we never knew they had an aneurysm, it's hard to say if that's what it was or it wasn't. But we're assuming for a blood vessel to just burst, there had to have been some sort of a weakness in the lining. Maybe that's why there was some ballooning, because it didn't have the it had too much compliance, didn't have the resistance that the other blood vessels did, hence it wasn't strong enough, etc. Now, in men, risk factors like previous heart disease, history of stroke, in a mother, high cholesterol in men, those are also risk factors that we think about. Interesting how a previous stroke in a mom could be more of a risk factor than a previous stroke in a father. But, you know, for the most part, it's same poop, different day. We still tell you all to do the same thing. Keep the cholesterol down. Keep the diabetes down. Make sure you have your blood pressure down. Have a healthy lifestyle. Don't smoke. Don't binge drink. If you have alcohol, make sure it's mild and make sure it doesn't raise your blood pressure, etc. Other studies have shown that people with type 1 diabetes have an unusually high risk of brain hemorrhages that are not caused by ruptured aneurysms. Now, why would that be? Well, we've talked about diabetes and how in nature, things like to become more neutral. If something's sugary or something's more salty, it'll draw in water. So when we're looking at blood vessels, all right, and, you know, a diabetic, very sugary blood, diabetics get very thirsty. They try to bring in fluid. Well, there's only so much fluid that the body is going to take in to try to neutralize until the blood vessel can't handle anymore and burst. So that's one of my theories. Or people with high sugar in the blood, the blood vessels aren't really the healthiest vessels. Right? Because the blood that's feeding these blood vessels aren't really healthy, is because they're stocked full of sugar. So that's an issue as well. Now, brain hemorrhages are fatal in close to half of the cases. So if you do have a brain aneurysm that's found, there's surgery, things that they could do to clip it, prevent it from later bursting. But for the most part, in the meantime, just keep that blood pressure down. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, keep in mind, we do have an iPhone app and an Android app. Please download it if you can. It's free. This way you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show anytime you want. And we do 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. One of you had asked me about the girl's condition on X Factor. A lot of you don't watch X Factor, but there was a girl, I guess, who had a very unique medical condition where she has curved joints in her hands and wrists. She sang like crazy, blew everybody away. But she has a medical condition. It's called arthrogryposis multiplex congenita. So she had sung a song. Simon Cowell was blown away. She's adorable, just cute. All right. But that's what the condition is. I'm not too familiar with it. I've really actually never seen a patient that has that, but that's what the condition is called. I guess she had it ever since she was, I guess, at birth, where her hands didn't form properly. They kind of curved in. She would hold microphones as a kid, I guess, with her feet. You know, she became very dexterous. But that's what that condition was. I'm just sorry I really don't have too much information on that. But good for her. I'm proud of her. Pretty, you know, I love it when I see people that, you know, had to overcome great challenges actually become successful. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So college football players will seem to grow bigger and stronger, but not necessarily faster, according to this new research. So you could get bigger, you could get leaner, you could get stronger, but sometimes the power and the speed don't change. They say you have to recruit speed and power, according to Bert Jacobson, professor of human and health performance at Oklahoma State University. His advice is geared more for wide receivers, running backs, and corners and safeties, he said. The findings appear, I guess, in the September issue of Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research. By the way, I know I have not given you my football picks. I promise I'm going to work on that for tomorrow. So you guys know where to put your money down for this weekend's football. I promise I'll work on that, okay? Give you guys my football picks. Anyway, basically, researchers followed 156 football players for 7 years, including the 4 years of their college careers. 92 players were offensive or defensive linemen. The offensive lineman's job, obviously, move opposing players out of the way so the team can move the ball forward. Defensive lineman's job is to block the players from moving forward. So size and strength, obviously, are crucial for these positions. The remaining 64 were the skill players, either receivers, defensive backs, etc. These are the ones that need the speed and the power. Power was based on the ability to jump vertically. All right, because, I mean, you got to be able to jump and get the pass or deflect the pass so the opposing team can't. I mean, boy, these guys jump. When you see that, it's like, whoa. Strength was measured by weightlifting challenges, etc. They measured the player's height and weight throughout the year. Lineman's average weight was about 283 pounds. They gained roughly 3% of their original body weight at 292 at the end. But anyway, so what they did is they looked and they found that average body fat did drop. Okay, even though they were getting larger and they were gaining more muscle mass, they also found a significant increase in strength with their ability to bench press from 350 pounds to 410. But they actually lost a little of their speed, power unchanged. So, the study goes on. I know we're coming up to the end, but it's kind of interesting in terms of they also looked at speed of a 40-yard sprint. And they found that even if they gained some jump, they didn't so much gain speed or power. So it's kind of interesting. You know, I think we have to realize there's different mechanisms in play when we come to speed, strength, power, size, etc. But it's football season nonetheless, and we love it. Either way, these guys rock. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.